Island dwellers find themselves wondering sometimes, is this all there is? You and Me and the Space Between is a play coming to Honolulu Theater for Youth about a little girl who wonders what's beyond her island's borders and then finds herself needing to call on all her resources to save it when it springs a leak. It's a play with a unique storytelling approach. Eric Johnson is its director, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Chris. Lovely to be here.
It's good to have you. What's the setup of this play? The girl lives on an island. She doesn't really know much or anything about the world beyond it, right?
Right. I'll even go one step back. This is an original world premiere play, and it came about, I was working with a Tasmanian playwright, Finnegan Crookemeyer, and we were talking about our island communities. And he was like, yeah, well, the mainland. And I was like, oh, you guys have a mainland? And he's like, yeah, of course, Australia, you know, is our mainland. And so I was like, well, we have a mainland, too. And we were talking about the relationship between an island community that has a larger sort of mainland and just kind of what is similar about these two islands, which couldn't be culturally or climate more different. But what are the similarities there?
And it's a very specific mindset.
Yeah, it's a very specific mindset. And I think young people especially are faced with, and especially in this moment in time, you know, that thinking about like leaving for college or like what might it mean to leave Hawaii and go somewhere? And then also what might it mean to, if you're coming from, you know, Molokai, or if you're coming from, you know, we're getting so many climate refugees from across Micronesia.
Sure.
You know, what does it mean to come to Honolulu on that side of it? So to leave a small community and, anyway, so that's what Finn and I were talking about. And he's like, I think I've got a play in here. And I said, OK, let's do it. And so there's a small theater company in Tasmania and ourselves, which are both doing productions of this play, both about an island that is in peril and goes. They think they're the only island in the world, the only land in the world. And they go off and they meet this other larger community, and what happens there with that relationship? What do they keep from their own culture? What do they? Where is the space between these two communities? The piece is called You and Me and the Space Between, and I think that's what Finn was really writing about, is for young people, but how do we engage young people in that question of what is the space between us, culture to culture, person to person, community to community, and how do we respect and honor that distance which makes us special?
Well, one of the ways you engage young people, of course, is giving them a character with whom they can identify, right? And your protagonist is a little girl, yeah?
She is. Eve is on this journey, and she ends up being the person who has the insight for how these two communities might make space for each other. She also, you know, takes the island. It's a big adventure. They, you know, pass through the seas. They meet all kinds of crazy characters along the way. And we're telling the story with all kinds of live drawing on stage. So the storytellers are drawing on chalkboards and making images. And we have about a literal ton and a half of sand, which is covering the stage. Finn talks about that this is a beach meets beach, right? The island literally lands on a mainland. And we have the sand to do that. And I think that is the thing that connects us, is our little beaches to beaches, communities to communities. What does that mean to bring people together?
But you're actually going to see a kind of a picture book created on stage in real time, right?
In real time. The drawing happens in real time. And one of our big challenges was in this storytelling, how do we create the ideas of island? So often for us in Hawaii, that is connected to culture, and rightfully so, to Hawaiian culture or local culture.
Sure.
But in this time, we're taking a Tasmanian playwright. So there is no connection, and we're creating a fictitious culture and visualizing that in image and music and on stage, and then We are looking at the core issues that are facing local kids, but without the framework of local culture.
And also, you, one of the drivers of the plot is that her island is in peril, right? It's sprung a leak.
Right. So it's a whimsical fantasy version of, sadly, so much of what's happening across the Pacific and across the world, that, you know, I think climate change and environmentally, we are seeing a shifting of communities, and there will be changes in populations, and populations are forced to move for political reasons, for environmental reasons. And so how do we handle that forced movement with compassion, with generosity? And so often, you know, we just heard in Obama's speech last night, you know, it is so often the children are young people who are first to the table with the ideas of compassion and understanding for each other. And that's exactly what happens in this story. Eve is that person, and she sees a way for these two communities to work together.
One common thread that I find in Honolulu Theater for Youth Productions is, one thing, the notion that there's much we can learn from children, that, you know, you reverse the idea that adults know more than children, and so children need to just listen. It's rather the opposite, but also the whole idea, the ability to take complex issues like the issues you just described and make them accessible to the very young.
Yes.
And have it work, to have them, you know, to see through their response that they get it.
Well, I hope that that is the case. And I hope that, you know, as we're thinking, talking to parents out there who may be worried about the world their children are entering, that part of our job that we take very seriously is, how do we engage and prepare young people to help construct our future together with us? So our job is not to protect young people. Our job is to prepare them for the world they're going to enter. And we hope that stories like this give them the fuel and the moral sort of force to go out and make a world that we all want to live in. And that's certainly what we're hoping to do with this particular production.
Yet you do see the impulse, and it's an entirely understandable one on the part of many parents, to protect, to isolate, you know, keep them away from bad news. And there's plenty of it out there, right?
Absolutely. And I think that is a very real impulse. And this is where fiction becomes so important, that we need to arm ourselves with stories that are – this story is very whimsical. It's very funny.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of, you know, antics and sort of charming elements to it that make it appealing and safe, mm-hmm. for a young person to enter the content. And that – fiction is a safe place where we can also look at some of the things that are happening in the larger conversations and larger community. And I think that arming ourselves with great literature and great story that's created right now for these young people in the day we live in is an important part of our mission kind of moving forward. And we're hoping, you know, a lot of families will become partners with us and create conversations in their community.
Well, fiction has a wonderful way of sugarcoating the pill, right?
Yeah.
You can experience both comedy and tragedy with a lack of serious consequences. You know, you know, terrible things happen, but you survive and learn from that, right?
Absolutely. I think it very much is that. And sometimes, you know, fiction, the best stories are sticky. They stay with us for generations and get passed on and become a part of our lives. And I think that for a family to share that, there's no stronger bond than for a family to have a wealth of shared stories that they can draw from to explain their experience.
Sounds as if there's more than their share in this show. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thank you, Chris.
Eric Johnson is the director of You and Me in the Space Between, a play by Finnegan Krukemeyer from Tasmania. It opens this Friday and runs Saturdays until February 4th at Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu. And you can find details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.